About the holiness or rising elevations. And the Beis HaMikdash was not built on a flat tabletop mountain, but rather on different grades. The Kiryas Sefer says that the reason that they didn't just build up the mountain to a common height was because the Torah emphasizes the terminology of Har, the mountain. And mountains have gradation of height. And because it says that it's a Har, so therefore we understand that in order for it to be a site of a Beis HaMikdash, it would have to be Har or mountain-like. And that's why we have these different grades. Now, in the beginning of the sixth chapter, we learned about the Chel. And you might have noticed that the verbiage Rambam employs is Mehalach ad soif hachel b'shova, that until the end of the Chel, which I explained to you was the area of scrimmage around the Beis HaMikdash, there was on equal footing. But the Chel, according to the Shita, the opinion of the Rambam, is the name of a wall. So what does he mean when he says that the wall is on equal footing? So the Mefarshim say that even though the Chel technically is the wall, because it says Chel v'choyma, nonetheless that entire area of scrimmage is considered to be all Chel. Now we learned that there are 12 steps. So we're talking about a 12-step elevation. The entirety of the Beis HaMikdash is 12 steps. Each step is half an amma, that gives you 6 amot. 6 amot is approximately 18 inches. It could be as high as 24 inches. If it's 18 inches, it's 9 feet. If it's 24 inches, it's 12 feet. Yeah. A story is about 10 feet, give or take. So you're talking about the lowest level of the Beis HaMikdash itself is at least nearly a story higher, full story higher. And now the stairs that surrounded the Beis HaMikdash were square. Everything was square, a rectangle. There's this large rectangle area of the Beis HaMikdash, and the entirety of the structure has stairs coming up on 4 sides. Stairs coming up. Okay. Now, we talk about the next level. So we go into the outer courtyard. The outer courtyard is called the Ezrat Nashim. In the first Beis HaMikdash, this outer courtyard did not exist. Just like in the Mishkan, there was an area that was a structure where the Holy was, and the Holy of Holies, and then there was a courtyard. That's called the Azara. This is known as Ezrat Kohanim, Ezrat Yisrael, as we've learned. This entire area with these 4 areas, these quadrants, and this raised kind of a platform, which was on pillars, which we learned about quite a while ago. This is all in the second Beis HaMikdash. The reason that this is in the second Beis HaMikdash is because the second Beis HaMikdash is built along the lines of the description described in the book of Ezekiel, which is the source of our learning Beis HaBechira. Hashem tells Yechezkel HaNavi, he wants to give him instructions about the Beis HaMikdash. His instructions about the Beis HaMikdash, you gotta be kidding. We just went into Galut. And God says, just because you're in Galut, should my Beis HaMikdash lie in ruins? As if to say that when we learn about the Beis HaMikdash and talk about the Beis HaMikdash, we're actively participating in that future building. So we had descriptions. They tried to build the second Beis HaMikdash along the lines of the new third eternal Beis HaMikdash, but also they still had the foundations of the first Beis HaMikdash. So you do have a situation where you have an Ezrat Nashim, this large area. The Rambam tells us, Mahalach Kol Ezrat HaNashim, this entire square is all Beshava, on the same level. The Oyla Mimenu, it is from the area of Ezrat Nashim that a person goes up into the place called Ezrat Yisrael, the courtyard of Israel. Shehu Tchilat HaAzara, that's the beginning of the Azara. The term Azara, courtyard, refers to the actual courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So, this is the courtyard area. Looks very small. That's only because this building is so big. It's actually an enormous area over here. This courtyard is called Azara. Back here it's called Ezrat Kohanim. The beginning of it is called Ezrat Yisrael. This is all Ezrat Nashim. Here you see those stairs, the 12 stairs. See? It's all elevated. You can see this. This is the eastern door. You go in here, everything was on the same height. When you came to this area, there were more stairs. A lot more stairs. Chamesha Seymailas. This is the largest gap in space, is between the Ezrat Nashim and the Ezrat Yisrael. A full 3 steps more than we had from getting from the Chel area up into the area of the Ezrat Yisrael. So, 15 steps. An amma is the height of, half an amma is the height of each step. We're talking about 7.5 amot. 18 inches, like 11 feet or so, 12 feet. We're talking about a significant rise. It's well over a story. According to the lowest shita, it could be as much as 15 or more feet, as much as 18 feet high. So this is a very, very large, so to speak, elevation going up.
The Ezra is higher than Ezra Nashim?
The Ezrat Yisrael, Ezrat Yisrael has 15 steps higher. We'll soon see how the Ezrat Kohanim, once we get past this area, there's more steps. That's Ezrat Kohanim. But here we're talking about, this is Ezrat Yisrael. Here we have a set of stairs. Three. This set of stairs is 15 stairs.
Oh, that has 15.
15 stairs that are going up into the door here, into the Azara or Ezrat Yisrael. Rum kol maila, the height of each step is chatzi ama, v'shilcha chatzi ama. Now there's an interesting question that's raised about the area outside, these stairs here, right? This chel over here, between the chel. Once you get to these stairs, are you already on the level, the kedusha of Ezrat Nashim? Or are the stairs, until you get to the full height, still considered to be an extension of the chel? So we could say that from the way the Rambam terms the next set of stairs, he says, Oila mimena, you go up on these stairs, le Ezrat Yisrael, to the Ezrat Yisrael, which indicates that as you were standing in these stairs, you're still standing in?
In Ezras Nashim.
Ezras Nashim, even though it's raised. So the whole Ezras Nashim was at the same height with the exception of these stairs, which were on a rising grade. And the interesting thing is that in Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam writes that these stairs were not square, but rather round. Chatzi Eagle. This is the only round stairs in the Beis HaMikdash. They're square here. They go across the entire proximity of the Azara. Here they're straight. The only round stairs, round platform stairs, were over here, which meant that outside the gate, which was called Shar Nikoner, there was a large round stage. You know what happened on these 15 steps?
Semicircular?
Semicircular. That's correct. Semicircular, sorry. I mean half circle. Mm-hmm. What happened on those steps? The Levites played their instruments. The Duchan, which is these stairs, had a Kohanim standing. That's where the Kohanim would bless the people. But these stairs, and it's called 15 Shir HaMalot.
Oh,
stairs of song.
Are there exactly?
How many chapters of Shir HaMalot are there in Tehillim? 15. You guessed it, 15. So here we have this proverbial connection between David HaMelech's 15 chapters of Psalms called Shir HaMalot and the 15 steps, half circle steps, circular steps leading up from Ezrat Nashim up into the Ezras Yisrael. So we've gone from Chel area, up 12 steps, onto almost a story up, almost 9 feet up, onto the Ezras Nashim, where we're talking about 11 and a half or 12 feet up, which goes up through an additional 15 semicircular steps that were populated by Levites during the important times of the service, playing their instruments. And from there we enter into the Ezrat Yisrael, which we will talk about Bezrat Hashem tomorrow.
So let me get